live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got a really packed show for you today. We're going to open up with our buddy Terry Davis from the Yavapai Humane Society. She's got some great information about microchipping and what to do and what not to do with this heat wave we're having when it comes to keeping your furry friends healthy and happy and safe. Then we'll have some live blues rock from Christian Berry and Scott O'Neill for their upcoming benefit music festival. And then after the news break with Link, we will talk with Nolan Charles. He's performing in the local stage musical, Aladdin Jr. The Diamondbacks are in Pittsburgh. They will start a four-game series with the Pirates in almost exactly 1 hour. Pre-game show joined In Progress at 4 with a 4:05 first pitch. Because of that early start, no Talk of the Town today. So we've got a full show. Terry Davis is in the bullpen coming right up on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
It is 3:05. Always great to have a friend in the studio. Terry Davis is here from the Yavapai Humane Society. Terry, this is National Microchip Month. In a lot of ways, it might be the most important month of the year when it comes to animal care. And why is that?
Absolutely. So this time of year is when we see the greatest intake at the shelter. We actually have 40% of our intake come in June, July, and August. And the reason is because of the monsoons. It's a huge factor. We actually, a few years ago, had a dog run through a plate glass door because he was so scared. So scared of those noises. Absolutely. They just panic and they get out of yards. No matter how secure your yard is, when they're scared, they might plow right through things.
Sure.
And then, of course, fireworks is another big day for us.
Oh, that's right. It's coming right up.
Absolutely. So the sooner you get a microchip, you know, the sooner you get that peace of mind, because if you have the microchip, you're 400% more likely to have your dog returned to you. And if you have a cat, it's actually 4,000, which is huge.
Are you saying cats like to roam?
That's exactly it.
Hint, hint.
And since, you know, cats can be feral and people don't necessarily know if they're a feral cat or if they're someone's cat, a lot of times people don't stop and pick them up, whereas dogs are reliant on us. So we're like, oh gosh, that dog's not going to survive without me helping it.
Yeah, indeed.
So the great thing is next week at our Spay Neuter and Wellness Clinic, if you purchase a vaccine, we're going to microchip your pup or cat for free.
Oh, how about that? That's great.
Isn't that great?
You protect them two different ways that way.
Absolutely.
Describe the microchip process. First of all, where is it inserted?
So it's about the size of a grain of rice, and it's inserted in the back of the neck, and that's for two reasons. One, it's easy to scan there. And the second reason is that that's the least tender part of the animal.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of times we'll put it in like a needle, put it in the back, and then we just inject it. And sometimes the pet doesn't even feel it. Once in a while, they feel a little pinch, kind of like if you pierce your ear or something.
Yeah.
But that pain is definitely worth just the feeling, knowing that you'll probably get them back if they do get out.
Mm-hmm. What is on this chip?
So on the chip, when they scan it, they can get your phone number, your address, and your name, which is great. Yavapai Humane Society actually has provided animal control officers in our area with a scanner gun.
Mm-hmm.
So they just, it's like a wand, actually, and they use the wand over the body. They click that chip, they can pull up that information, and then your pet doesn't even have to come to the shelter if your chip's up to date. They'll call you, say, hey, we have Sparky. You'll say, well, I'm at home right now, and they'll deliver your pet right to your home.
Wow. So if the animal control people are out and about, they see a stray pet and they can retrieve it, they can use the wand right there, see who it belongs to, right?
Absolutely, which is great because as nice as shelters are, it's not the pet's home. And so they do get stressed there no matter how well we try to care for them and provide them with love and affection.
Mm-hmm.
It's just better if you can go directly home. Of course, if they can't get a hold of you, then they will come to the shelter and we'll scan them for a second time and we'll keep trying to contact you. We also have on our website a page that we post every animal that comes into the shelter, so you can look at pictures, or obviously you can come down and look at the pets that we have on hand too if you happen to lose your pet. But microchip them is the best way to prevent that.
What do you say to people who say, I don't need the microchip, they got a collar on them?
So about 3/4 of the pets that come to us have no collar.
Anymore.
Yeah, exactly. They may have started out with a collar, but they've wiggled out of it somehow. So that extra reassurance is really important.
I would imagine, too, that people who steal pets, and yes, it does happen, the first thing they do is take off that collar, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, last year we had this beautiful dog named Orca come to us, and we scanned his chip, and his family was in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So it had traveled over the state, and I don't know how many hours that is for them to drive, but we called the family, and Dad said, I'm loading my girls up right now. We'll be there as soon as you open the next day. Sure enough, the girls were there with their dad, and I got to witness the reunion. That dog came out of Lost and Found, and its whole body wiggled. Both the girls cried. I cried.
Sure.
it's just a magic moment, and they believe their dog was stolen from their backyard, and it was
found
in Safeway parking lot. So microchips really reunited that family, and that dog was a big part of those girls' life. So microchips are an awesome idea, and they're inexpensive. If you don't come next Friday and get it for just the price of a vaccination, which is $16,
mm-hmm.
then you can purchase it on its own any Friday at our vaccine clinic for $24.
Now, as valuable as a microchip is, you do have to keep the information up to date. How do you do that?
Absolutely. So when you get the microchip with us, we'll register you for free. We'll also give you a sheet of paper that'll have the microchip number on it, as well as the website that you can call, or excuse me, that you can go on and register, or you can get a phone number. So if you move, you need to keep that information so you can call and get it updated on their system.
Mm-hmm. Roughly, how many times, say, a week do you see a family coming in looking for a pet because they've lost their beloved pet?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question.
It passed away. Probably happens every week, I would think.
It happens every day. And it's heartbreaking. Ooh. Absolutely. It's very heartbreaking. We have a great lost and found staff. They're very compassionate. They want to help. So they're a great resource to anyone in that situation.
Mm-hmm. The reason I ask is because a couple of weeks ago, the Daily Courier, they carry the syndicated column, Dear Annie. It's the daughter of Ann Landers. And this person writes in and says, I had to say goodbye to my beloved dog and thought you might share this with your readers. 10 things my dog taught me. Number 10, there's great beauty in the quiet stillness. Let it envelop you. Number 9, sniff it, touch it, feel it, taste it, hear it. Engage all your senses in the world around you. Number 8, plunge in. You can always get out and shake it off. Number 7, don't be afraid. Just stand your ground and bark loudly when truly necessary, especially if a big old bear is in your backyard. Number 6, trust that most people have an innate goodness. Number 5, forgive fully, then let it go.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the smart dog. Number 4, love is truly unconditional. If it has conditions, it isn't really love. Number 3, accept the inevitable with peace and grace, even while the vet is taking your temperature. Number 2, it's okay to feel sadness, but remember that joy is just a squirrel chase away. And number one thing her dog taught her, live in the moment, embrace it, feel it, become it, share it, then repeat for the next moment and all the moments that follow. Life is not about the quality of moments, or about the quantity of moments. It's about appreciating the quality of moments. Lessons from a dog.
That is beautiful, and it's so true.
It is. It
absolutely
really is. And, you know, we can learn so much, you know, just from being around animals and stuff. And I love how we have a neighbor across the street, just 3 years old, just loves her dog. And I just can't get over how this big dog is so gentle with little kids. And they have a baby in the house now.
Aww.
Only a few months old. And this dog is so gentle around that baby. And, you know, you've heard me say before, I have cockatiels. We don't let them out of the cage around the dogs. But the few times the cockatiels have been on our shoulders and the dog's in the house, the dogs have been very, I mean, they know it's family.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah, they know it's family. So they kind of keep their distance. We don't want to push that trust, you know, too far.
Sure.
But it's really amazing how they sense, and I assume they kind of take notes too from watching their human handlers, how to behave around certain people and certain things.
Absolutely. They feel our energy, they see our body language, and they can figure us out before we can figure ourselves out, I think.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Hey, what's going on with the thrift store?
Hey, so, you know, our thrift store is an amazing place, and every first Saturday of the month, we have 50% off out there for everybody to go shopping, and, you know, most of my house, honestly, is thrift store furniture. And the great thing is when I tell my husband, I want to buy this beautiful marble table for our dining room, and I'm helping animals by purchasing it.
There
That's how
go.
I get the hook in
him. That's how you sell it.
Absolutely. You know, I got, what are those coffee machines? The Keurig coffee machines?
Yeah, sure.
I got one of those out there. Yeah, it works really nice. Like I said, my table. I have a lot of really nice furniture. Michael out there, he's kind of picky on what he accepts as donations. So it's like a thrift store boutique.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find some really unique items for less. And of course, feel free to donate items. We accept items every day until 3 o'clock out there. And that's really helping the pets, too.
Mm-hmm. One last question. Tell us how the walk for the animals went.
We are so excited. First, I want to thank all of your listeners for coming out and you for coming out. It was great seeing you that day.
That was fun.
We raised over $40,000 to support the shelter, and we really couldn't do it without you supporting us and, of course, all your listeners supporting us. So thank you, guys. You're saving lives.
Yeah, that's what it came down to. Terry Davis, any final words before we go?
I just want to keep encouraging people to love on their pets. I believe next week is National Pet Love Day. So enjoy those pets, guys.
And also one last bit of advice from you. It's really going to be hot the next few days. What should we do and not do regarding our pets?
No walking on that hot pavement. If you can't put your hand down and hold it for 15 seconds, no walks. No putting your pets in the car right now. And you can give your cat or dog a really cool treat by just putting a bouillon cube in some water and then putting it in a balloon and freezing it, giving it to them, they'll have a blast with it.
No kidding. How cool. Yeah, that walk in the dog, you know, or the cat on the hot pavement. I mean, because their pads will just sear, won't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, they do release heat through their pads. So their pads are already warm. And then you add that on top of it, there's really chance for hurting them. And that's going to hurt them in the long run because they're going to be hurt inside and outside.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you do walk them when it's cool.
Or on the grass.
Or on the grass, and then make sure you just check their toes for some foxtails and things when you get back inside. Mm-hmm.
And keep them and their water in a cool spot, right?
Give them shade, guys. Please give them shade.
Yeah,
give them water, and if you want to give them a treat, put some ice cubes in that water. Ooh. Or the bouillon ice cubes work, too. They just love it.
Oh, I can imagine. That's a great idea. Terry Davis with the Yavapai Humane Society. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. We're going to rock the joint just a couple of minutes coming in. We're going to have Christian Berry and Scott O'Neill coming in. They got a big music festival to talk about. We'll hear them play, too. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Caring for your parents, learning you have a health condition. These are moments when people realize that where you get your medicine matters, and they look to CVS Pharmacy for advice and ways to save money. Plus, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. So join us at CVS Pharmacy. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/pharmacy rewards or the pharmacy for details.
He's written or co-written some of the best-known songs of our time.
Johnny Come Lately.
The legendary J.D. Souther.
New Kid in Town.
An intimate evening with a man and his music. And
call out my name.
July 16th at the Prescott Elks Theater.
You're all alone.
J.D. Souther.
Won't you do what you live for?
Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter. Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee. In a night filled with hits.
Something in the dark.
You've heard J.D. Souther's songs performed by the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, and more.
Faithless love.
Now hear J.D. Souther live. Get reserved seats at the Prescott Elks Theater. PrescottElksTheater.com or phone 928-777-1370. Don't miss J.D. Souther live.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life, this deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Summer starts now at Lamb Chevrolet. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and we're kicking off summer with 25% off 2018 Silverado Double Cabs. Drive a 2018 Silverado 1500 Double Cab for only $26,999, or get 30% off Silverado Crew Cabs for only $29,995. That's over $13,800 in savings. Lamb Chevrolet is also proud to honor our local heroes with the GM First Responder Discount, offered to our firefighters, police, EMTs, paramedics, and 911 dispatchers. Hurry in now to find your new Chevy and start your summer vacation today. Go to lambchevrolet.com for all of our great specials, and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Voted best of the best for the sixth year in a row. I'm Ed Walsh at Lamb Chevrolet, and we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Prices include all manufacturer rebates, including 2% GMF down payment assistance, plus tax, title, license, dealer ads, and $399.50 dock fee. Must finance through GMF. Offer subject to change. See dealer for complete details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 319, and suddenly the studio is swamped with electric swamp poets and gator tattoos. What a great time to have Christian Berry and Scott O'Neill here. Christian, the reason you guys are here, you have a big festival coming up. Tell us all about it.
Well, this is going to be actually the first festival in our concert series for the summer. We've been working on putting some shows together. This is Saturday, the 30th of June, from 12 to 5 p.m., Watson Lake. Mm-hmm. There's six bands, all total, big jam session at the end. We're going to have a beer garden and food and bring your fishing pole, set the lakes.
Three great things going on at the same time. Scott O'Neill, you are also with the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance. Tell us what that is.
Northern Arizona Blues Alliance is we're affiliated with the International Blues Foundation in Memphis, And our mission is to preserve and further the blues through music, live music, recorded music, and education.
Mm-hmm. And you also have, and I'll ask Christian this one, you also have open jam sessions in the area, don't you?
That's mine.
That's yours?
Yes.
Tell us about those.
Every other Sunday at the Windsock from 2 to 5, we have a blues jam, and we've had, the crowds have been great since day one, and the musicians are phenomenal. Last week, we had, I think it was the biggest Sunday we've had yet.
No kidding.
We had some Hall of Famers come out and play, too.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's got to be a blast.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really neat. Full back lines provided, so, you know, people just show up with their instrument, and we get them up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you've got a brand new double CD just came out, right? Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, it was kind of funny because the duo, Swamp Poets Duo, put out just a duo CD, and then we went back in the studio and put out an album CD. But we'd never see everybody that talked to us, you know, the ones that said, well, I got the duo CD, but I never got the band CD, vice versa. So what we ended up doing was putting an album out with both. Mm-hmm. And what was funny about it was we decided to make it an EP, so there were going to be 7 songs of the band and 7 songs of the duo. And the manufacturer messed up and put a full album on of the, so now there's 22 songs on that.
Wow.
And we decided just to leave it and make it a bonus.
There you go.
So it's kind of a fun thing, but it was primarily just to try and get everything on one record.
Sure.
At once, so.
Now you guys are going to play a song today from the new album, right?
Yeah.
Or is it from the old album?
Well, could be from both.
Could be from both, okay. Describe the song you're going to play for us here.
Well, this song, it's kind of a funny thing. It's actually called Delta Flood, and it was off the first album, the first 2 albums. And what it was a song about the Mississippi River flooding over.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to actually dream the song exactly. I woke up, it was already written in my mind, and all I did was just put it down on paper and play it for my partner Don the next day. And he was like, whoa, you know. So.
Well, and you know, you might mention the Mississippi River flooding over. I was there in 93 when it happened.
Oh,
so believe
man.
Me, I have some firsthand knowledge of that, having seen that and experienced it. So we're going to hear right now from Christian Berry and Scott O'Neill in advance of the Blues at the Lake Music Fest coming up Saturday the 30th from 12 to 5. Guys, the stage is yours.
Through the middle of town, through the middle.
That is Christian Berry and Scott O'Neill. You'll hear them at the Blues at the Lake Music Fest. You've got quite a lineup coming for this music fest coming up Saturday the 30th. Who will be performing?
Well, Well Dressed Wolves, they formerly were known as the Mods. They changed their name last year. That's Danny Rhodes' son's band, Gabriel Rhodes. Harry O was a relatively newcomer to the area, great traditional player. Another brand new blues band called Klaus and Effect is William Dicker, who was actually the 2 years ago was the winner of the single duo act at the International Blues Competition. Mm-hmm. Of course, Electric Swamp Poets, Scott O'Neill Band, B.D. Frank is a great traditional single. He plays old style dobros and national guitars. And Francine Cardinale and other members of her band will be there. And then we're going to have a bunch of people jamming with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have the jam, and we don't know. We can never tell who's going to show up.
Sure.
You might
or
be surprised.
Or how long it'll last.
Right. That's true. So they kick us out.
And it's all going to be at Watson Lake. The admission's free. You only pay for parking, right?
Yeah. And you can pile as many people in your car as
sure.
you want for $30.
Yeah. And will you have vendors there, too?
No, we didn't do that this year. We're pretty much primarily focusing on the music.
Mm-hmm.
We will have food. We will have a beer garden. So, there's no need to bring outside drinks or stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, Scott, tell me about the first time you got acquainted with music. How old were you when you first picked up a guitar?
Actually, in my music room at home, I've got a picture of me standing on a stool. And I was about 3 years old with a guitar.
No kidding.
Standing in my cowboy outfit with a guitar.
And I always ask musicians this question. What kind of music were you hearing in your home growing up?
My mom always listened to the radio in the morning. And she would listen. She would love the big band stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Glenn Miller, that was what I heard growing up.
How about you, Christian?
I can remember the first song, the first time I ever picked up a guitar. I had a plastic Elvis guitar, and I was saying Hound Dog, and I was probably all about 3 or 4 years
no
old.
No kidding, isn't that something?
My folks used to parade all the relatives out and say, hey, play Hound Dog,
Oh, yeah,
so
sure.
That started it,
And what did you hear in the home growing up? What kind of music?
My folks were into a lot of old... in fact, some of my relatives owned a television series called Louisiana Hayride. And so we had a lot of that traditional Appalachian music, a lot of 50s, of course, rock, that's the generation that my parents, grew up in, Bob, sock hops and, all that kind of stuff. So we had a lot of that around. I would say in the very beginning, it was probably a lot of Elvis type stuff. And,
yeah. Scott, you mentioned Frank Sinatra. My mother used to love to play the records of Jerry Vale when I was a little kid. To this day, I can still hear Jerry Vale in my head just from being a little bitty kid. Now, you guys, you have the albums out. You've got the big music fest coming up on Saturday the 30th. Do you have another song in mind for us?
Sure. We could do another one. Here. This is an old traditional blues, actually, rolling and tumbling.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. No, I got a better one.
Okay.
I just thought of this. The reason for this song, if you got a real quick minute to...
Sure,
Everyone remembers just a very short time ago when all of a sudden politics got really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And television at the same time got really bad. You didn't know who to believe, not only with the politics, but in television.
Sure.
And so that's what this song is about.
Just make sure the song has no profanity.
Oh, no. Yeah, we can't do any of that. Thank you.
guess if you can't drain the swamp, you bring in the Electric Swamp Poets and the Scott O'Neill Band, right, guys?
There you go.
And you can, and we can see and hear them both and several other bands coming up a week from Saturday from 12 to 5 at Watson Lake. Free admission, $3 parking. It's the Blues at the Lake Music
Fest.
Another
thing to mention real quick. We are also going to be in the parade earlier in the day in the
Frontiers Day Parade.
How about that? Great to see you guys. So you have a full day that day, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Good to hear you. Be in the parade and the music fest. That is a benefit for the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance. Thanks for joining us today, Christian Berry and Scott O'Neill. See all these bands at the Blues at the Lake Music Fest a week from Saturday from 12 to 5 at Watson Lake. Stay tuned because we've got Nolan Charles coming in. He is with the stage production of Aladdin, and that's coming up after News with Link on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
No matter what time of year it is, pests are always in season. Truly Nolan Pest Control offers a thorough approach to year-round pest control. That's right, no tags required. Bug behavior changes depending on the time of year, which is why Truly Nolan developed a proactive program for each season. Truly Nolan also uses a series of high-quality, environmentally conscious materials and offers a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Truly Nolan Pest Control at 775-4261 or visit online at trulynolan.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitcher's 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Jilson, Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs visit the Pirates Thursday afternoon at 4 a.m. 11:30 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private, with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A person has been killed in a semi-truck crash on I-17.
The crash occurred about a mile from the runaway ramp along Copper Canyon at about noon yesterday. According to the Copper Canyon Fire and Medical Authority, the driver and occupant of a semi-truck traveling at a high rate of speed jumped from the vehicle. The semi continued for another quarter mile. One of the occupants, who hasn't been identified, was treated and flown by medical helicopter to a trauma center. The person who was killed has also not been identified. The Department of Public Safety is investigating the accident and the actual cause. Traffic was backed up for about a mile and a half after the accident, which also caused the closure of I-17 to one northbound lane. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Prescott Valley Police Chief Brian Jarrell is looking for residents who want to serve on the new police advisory board. Officer Jerry Ferguson explains what the purpose of the board will serve.
This board provides yet another avenue for information sharing between the police department and the community it serves. The board meets quarterly so citizens, business owners, and other stakeholders of Prescott Valley can share items of interest or concern with the police department.
Ferguson describes who is encouraged to apply for the board.
High school students, parents of school students, Latino community, business owner or manager for both small and large organizations, Project Lifesaver, senior community, veterans.
Residents can send letters of interest to Police Chief Brian Jarrell at 7601 East Civic Circle, Prescott Valley, 86314. Individuals who are selected for the board will be notified regarding the next steps in the process. Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Clear sunny skies in the forecast this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 65 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 95 tomorrow and a high of 90 on Saturday. 68 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 103 and a high on Saturday of 98. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is going, gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettles today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettles and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, Kim here with the Plants of the Week and our Lavender Shades Blooming Pinta.
One of the best butterfly-attracting plants. It's right up there with milkweed, only prettier.
Hummingbirds have to dance around all the butterflies of this deeply colored summer bloomer.
Plant a few in the vegetable garden to attract pollinators that help tomatoes and squash set more fruit, all for under $10.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love to garden, they love to shop.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 3:42. There's a new stage production coming to town. It's Disney's Aladdin Jr. We have Nolan Charles here to talk about it. Nolan, tell us about your role in Aladdin Jr.
So for Aladdin Jr., I am assisting with the directing. I'm helping Shauna and Tammy out. This is my first production with them, so I really wanted to get hands-on and help all the kids out, because that's been a big thing for me, is working with kids. And
yeah.
So I've always wanted to like be with my own children's theater, and so being able to help out with them, it's just like that. It's fantastic.
Roughly how many kids are in this cast, and what ages are they?
So I want to say we have probably about 20, 25 kids in the show. With a junior production, it's actually a rule in your contract that it has to be 18 and under. Mm-hmm. So our oldest is 16. That's our Jasmine. And then, but it goes all the way to 3.
Really?
And our 3-year-old is fantastic. She knows where to go. She knows where she's going to be later. She works the hardest.
Can you see it right away when you audition a kid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can tell right away with a kid whether it's going to be what they're going to be, how they're going to be, and if they're going to be one of those ones where you're like, oh, do I want to go to rehearsal today? What are they gonna do on stage? Uh-huh. Do I really want to see this on stage? Yeah,
That would remind you of the old W.C. Fields line: never share the stage with kids or animals. So sometimes that would come to mind. Tell us where and when the performances are.
So the production is next weekend, Friday, June 29th at 7:30 p.m., and then Saturday, June 30th at 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. We perform at Franklin Phonetic School in Prescott Valley, right next mm-hmm. to Big Five and next to Culver's.
Yeah, that's the red building, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about the fact that you came here from California. Tell me about some of your theater background.
So I've been doing theater for as long as I can remember. I started in Prescott Fine Arts Association when it was originally called that. And then I went on and I did productions at the high school. I actually went back to PCA and I did Footloose with Lexi. That was my last show that I did in
Prescott. Hi, Lexi. She's been here
oh,
several
yeah.
times.
I'm sure she's listening too. And then right after Footloose closed, I went and auditioned in California for Disneyland. And so I was there for the past 5 years, and this
no
is
kidding.
My first production back.
Now, what kind of shows were you doing at Disneyland?
So at Disney, I did a lot of different things with the entertainment department, and I don't want to share all of it because you got to keep the magic. But
sure.
I did one specific street show. It's called Five and Dime. It's over on California Adventure side. It's mm-hmm. got that old classic, like 1920s feel. It was a lot of fun. That's my favorite show that I did.
Now, how many times a day were you doing this?
So for that show, I would probably do like 5 shows during the day, mm-hmm. during a shift.
Yeah. Now, see, my favorite part of the whole Disney complex is California Adventure.
Oh, I love it.
I absolutely love it. And it's changed a little bit the last few years. Mm-hmm. They brought in, you know, Cars, Inc. and stuff like that. But to me, it's kind of like an adult version of Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got so much of California's culture and history, mm-hmm. and the geography is explored there, and show business, stuff like that. I love California Adventure. So what kind of lessons did you learn working for Disney?
So working for Disney, you learn time management is a big thing. And
is that a way of saying you better be on time?
Oh, yeah. If you're okay. not on time, that show's going to go on without you.
That's right.
And if you're not going to be on time, if you're not going to put in the effort, they're not going to pick you.
Sure.
So your dedication is a big thing that you learn at Disney. Mm-hmm. And if you're not hitting the mark, they're not going to beat around the bush. They're going to say, you're not hitting the mark. We're going to put somebody else in.
Sure.
So
that's one of the lessons I've learned talking to directors of children's productions here. And I've mentioned this several times on the air that these kids learn so much develop so much self-discipline being a part of an ensemble, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, because, like, every kid wants to hop in and be the lead right away.
Sure.
Like, when we put out Aladdin, every kid thinks, oh, well, why do I want to be in that? There's only Aladdin and Jasmine. In this production, and this production is actually a new version of the junior.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since they put it on Broadway, they redid the junior version, which I think it makes it even harder for these kids because they're doing this Broadway version now, and these kids are knocking it out of the park. But we show them this cast list. Aladdin has all his friends. Jasmine has all of her friends. There's more people in this show. And so learning to be able to accept these, like smaller roles is a great thing for them because you can't always be at the top.
That's true.
These kids, it's a great thing for them to learn to support everyone and support Aladdin and Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, if we only had Aladdin and Jasmine on stage, that would be so boring.
You wouldn't have a show.
No, not at all.
What's the old line? There are no small roles, only small actors.
Exactly.
That's true.
And these I don't want to say side because that's just, I don't like that word. But
supporting
characters, they have the funniest lines ever. There's one that keeps talking about food. All of her lines are about food. And then, like, there's these characters that you know from the movie that
sure.
are animals that they've actually transitioned into people for the yeah. show. Like, we have Iago, Jafar's little henchman. Hilarious. All of his lines. So funny. Jasmine's tiger, Raja, is one of her best friends now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so cool how they've morphed this and taken this animated classic that I've known as long as I've been alive.
Sure.
When transitioning it into stage, it's so cool to see this transition.
And I mentioned this with Lexi last time she was on the show, how wonderful it is when you work with a cast of little kids, especially their first time on stage, and when they say a funny line or they sing a song and they hear the audience response, you can see them just light up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I dig this. And you know that light just went on, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's seeing that, because right now we're in rehearsals and they know me, they know Tammy, they know Shauna, they know Lexi. And so when we laugh, they're kind of like, okay, you guys stop. It's not funny. But like, somebody's going to laugh there. So,
that's right.
And then we have some of the parents in here now and they're laughing and you see that light click. They're like, oh, that was actually a funny line. I'm nailing this. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, you are. Just ease into it.
So how tough is it for kids that age to learn their lines?
You know what? I think especially with this show, because it is a show that they know from a movie, mm-hmm. I think it has made it a little bit harder because it's not the movie that they know.
Right.
It's not. It's definitely changed and everything. But these kids work so hard. So hard. They, like, when I see them off on the side of the stage, some of them have their scripts out there working on their lines and everything. I'm like, this is more dedicated than I was when I was in high school doing these shows.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would be lounging in the back of Ruth Street just with my legs kicked up waiting for my time to come on. They're out back there working. They're fantastic.
Isn't that something? So what was your favorite role that you've played?
Oh, that's so hard because they're all so different. But honestly, I think my favorite role that I have done, probably a toss-up, would be Ren from Footloose, because that was on my bucket list.
Sure.
But then Jack from Into the Woods.
Oh,
so fun.
Sure.
It's such a small show.
Yeah.
The cast got so close.
Speaking of a cast getting so close, many, many, many years ago, when I was working backstage at my high school drama club, I always was touched by the fact that on closing night, when that curtain came down, there were a lot of tears,
a lot
of hugs, a lot of tears, and that's where a lot of relationships are formed, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like, that's probably a lot of my relationships that I have now.
Yeah.
Are continued on from Roof Street, from PCA.
Mm-hmm.
Great example, Lexi. That's how I got connected with you,
was
because of past performances. Those are the strongest bonds that I've had is from theater performances. The other kids that I knew from school or from work or anywhere else, if it wasn't in performing, it just wasn't as strong of a bond for me.
Sure. And then one of the ironies is that right about the time you get it exactly right, it's closing night. Doggone it. But you'll never be together again in that situation, will you? How tough. So what would be your dream role?
Oh, and that's a hard one because there's so many for different reasons.
Before you go any further, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen an actual Broadway show in New York City?
I have.
What'd you see?
So probably right when I was going to high school, I went and saw Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it 3 times now. That's my favorite movie from growing up.
Yeah.
So seeing that live, so good. And seeing it in a New York stage where it's actually, that stage is built for it.
Yeah.
But then I saw Beauty and the Beast, its closing week, right when it was
going
to close. And then when we went and saw that show, we went and scalped tickets, and I saw Mary Poppins.
Oh.
So it's all Disney, but which is not
something?
A big surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Those shows.
You know, I've only seen one actual Broadway show on Broadway, and it was The Final Dress for the Oscar Wilde show, Salome. And it had Al Pacino on stage, Marisa Tomei. I'm going like, wow! And what really got me in these old classic Broadway theaters was how tiny the seats and the aisles are. I'm not a tall guy, but my knees were hitting the seat in front of me, and I am a big guy, so I almost had to use a can of Pam to get in and out of the seat. But they still had the original seats and aisles in there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's just so much history and everything. You look at all the great stars who have come and gone, you know, who used to trod that stage.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes you think. Well, tell us once again when and where these performances are of Disney's Aladdin Jr.
So it's going to be at Franklin Phonetic School in Prescott Valley, June 29th at 7:30 p.m., June 30th at 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tickets are $12 for adults and $6 for kids.
And you can call Tammy at 928-499-8664 for tickets. If Franklin Phonetic Primary School doesn't sound familiar, it's the red building right between Big Five and Circle K, correct?
Yes, it is.
Can't miss it. Looking forward to Disney's Aladdin Jr. Nolan Charles, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Let us know the next time you're in the show locally.
For sure.
You bet. Stay tuned. I got some final thoughts and next week's, no, not Monday's, next week's Q&A guest coming your way next on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The prices we're about to advertise will change the course of your month. Finley Buick's 2017 closeout cleanup rolls out savings up to $18,000.
All vehicles priced below dealer invoice.
Take the keys to a new 2017 Buick Encore Premium all-wheel drive and save up to $10,000. You pay as little as $17,790. You won't find these kind of low prices on any other new vehicles in the state of Arizona. Take home a new 2017 Buick Enclave Essence front-wheel drive and save up to $10,000. At Finley Buick, we're clearing up our lot by offering you the lowest prices on new 2017 models in our history. New 2017 Buick LaCrosse Essence. Save up to $16,000. Yours as low as $35,445. Rush to the 2017 closeout cleanup at Finley Buick Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers did not include tax, license, title fee, and 495 doc fees. See dealer for details.
We've been celebrating Prescott Brewing Company's annual June Barbecue Month for 2 weeks now, where Prescott Brewing Company joins the summer party with some outstanding barbecue specials all month long. No 2 weeks are the same, and each week's special comes with made-in-house cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Week 3 features smoked St. Louis-style ribs, and week 4 ends the month with a smoked shredded chicken barbecue sandwich, and all for only $14.99. Be sure to join us at Prescott Brewing Company, your hometown barbecue brewery, every June.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, do you remember Johnny Paycheck, the guy who sang, "Take this job and shove it"? Well, if you're a hockey fan and watched the Stanley Cup Finals between Las Vegas and Washington, you remember the Capitals head coach, Barry Trotz. He was in the final year of his contract, and when he asked the Capitals at midseason to talk about an extension, they told him, let's wait until after the season. Making things worse, they did extend the contracts of his top two assistant coaches, who were essentially being set up to replace him when they wouldn't renew him at the end of the year. Well, guess what? Barry Trotz won the Stanley Cup, the first ever for that franchise, and every team in the league knew his contract was expiring. So, Monday morning this week, the geniuses in the Capitals front office called him and say, "Hey, come on in, we'll talk contract." And Trotz remembered how little faith they had in him at midseason and how they set up his assistants to undercut him, and basically he went Johnny Paycheck on them. Well, you know what happened? He resigned. So the Capitals can now explain to their fans why they couldn't retain the only coach to ever bring them a Stanley Cup. Big changes next week. We will have no Q&A Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Talk of a Town will be at 3 because of a Diamondbacks baseball. We will return at 3 o'clock on Thursday. Then on July 2nd, we move to 2 p.m. Stay tuned now for Diamondbacks baseball. Join me next Thursday at 3 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.